Wow, that last module was long. Am I right? Whew, I need a lunch break, and I don't even eat food. So let's pause here while you take some time to get some lunch and let all that information have a moment to settle in your noggin. So go, go, go. I'll just be here, a friendly computer bot, living vicariously, wishing I knew what potato chips tasted like. Welcome to AutoCAD Basics. This course will introduce you to the fundamentals of using AutoCAD for computer-aided design. During this course, you will create drafting symbols, kitchen and bath fixtures, a floor plan, and integrate all information into one deliverable sheet file. Understand variations required to generate drawings, as well as annotations and real-world model components. The order of operations in math is the rule that tells us the sequence in which we should solve an expression with multiple operations. A great way to remember that order is to remember the abbreviation PEMDAS. First, solve for anything inside a parenthesis. That's the P. Kelly, I understand Matt had some questions about his accrued leave. How can I help?
Well, he wanted to know, as a new and part-time employee, how many days of personal leave he'd be accruing and how it would be paid.
Part-time employees are entitled to 10 working days of paid personal leave for each year of employment. Leave must be calculated and paid in working days, not hours. This means that Matt will be paid for the hours he would have worked on a personal leave day. There are a number of related compounds in which the negative OH group in the acid is replaced by something else that leaves the acyl carbon in a positive 3 oxidation state. Compounds like this are described as acid derivatives. Acyl halides, also known as acid halides, are one example of an acid derivative.